Classical music listeners in Vermont rejoice when they hear one of their orchestras playing the familiar strains of Wolfgang Mozart. From the Vermont Symphony's Summer Mozart Festival to the Montpelier Chamber Orchestra's home concerts, the Viennese mainstay of the concert stage can always be heard. And when folk music is heard around the state, there are always the fiddles, but sometimes a fantastic mountain dulcimer. When the Montpelier Chamber Orchestra began searching for a new conductor, its audience expected a competent hand on the podium with Mozart. But they did not expect that the old Appalachian instrument would come along one warm weekend evening in November. Soloist Stephen Seifert holds out a long wooden instrument that resembles something of a narrow guitar. He has some convincing to do.
This is missing notes. These guys up here have more notes than me. Many of them have college degrees. But on a dulcimer, you take out, this is true, you kind of take out the notes you don't need. Especially in the old days, you know, I think everybody played a little bit of music. And a lot of your traditional melodies and hymns, you could get by with fewer notes. You can make music without worrying about all those illegal notes. Raise your hand if your instrument has a B flat on it. There, see that? And the old way of playing was a drone. It might remind you of bagpipes a little bit.
Behind a forest of microphones that amplify the quiet instrument to the level of the orchestra, the Nashville soloist sits down and puts the dulcimer in his lap. He plays South Wind in an arrangement for the orchestra's strings by composer Connie Elliser. The audience takes it in. But South Wind is just a foot in the door. Connie Elliser's three-movement concerto, Blackberry Winter, is the clincher. With guest conductor Paul Gamble at the baton, the orchestra digs into the folk rhythms and wide-open harmonic sounds of Appalachia from two of Seifert's dulcimers, one plucked and one played with a bow. At the end of a diverse program that includes Bartok's folk song arrangements, a Richard Strauss serenade for the orchestra's wind players, and the two dulcimer compositions, ultimately, the audience gets its Mozart, the final great G minor symphony of the 18th century classical composer. For Vermont Edition, this is Dennis Bathory Kitts at the Vermont College of Fine Arts in Montpelier.